We Energies, Wisconsin Public Service, and Madison Gas and Electric are buying the plant from Chicago-based developer Invenergy. Last year, utility regulators approved the $649 million purchase. But utility executives say costs have now grown more than 40% due to unforeseen events. They say that includes supply chain disruptions from the COVID-19 pandemic. Utility executives also point to increased tariffs on solar equipment and a law blocking imports of goods made with forced labor. A We Energy spokesperson says solar projects across the nation are seeing similar price hikes. Even so, Wisconsin's Citizens Utility Board questioned whether the project's cost estimates were too low. The consumer advocate says more needs to be done to keep utility bills affordable for customers. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.